We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. You've made it to Friday and ready for the weekend. I hope that you are already making plans to be in church this coming Sunday morning. If you do not make something a priority, you will find an excuse for it not to happen. And so I want to encourage you to, if you believe the word of God that says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and even more so as the day of the Lord approaches, if you believe that we are getting closer to the return of the Lord, then I encourage you to make attending the house of God a higher priority. So Sunday morning, we're going to be having Sunday school at 9:30, our worship service at 10:30. I'll be preaching at 6:30 as well on Sunday night. So we would love to have you come out and be a part of that. Do want to let you know also about our kids back to school shoe giveaway, where we are preparing for the first 50 kids that show up. You say, well, that's not very many kids. Well, for us, that's a lot of kids. And the only reason we put it at that number is because that kind of is where our facility max is at this point in time. And so if, you know, we have 51, we're not going to send one kid home, you know, screaming and crying because they didn't get shoes. We'll make that adjustment. But the stipulation for that is they need to come on to church on Sunday, July the 26th. And our kids' church meets at the same time as our worship service does, 10:30. And then they need to come back the following Sunday on August the 2nd. That first Sunday, we're going to get their name. We're going to get, you know, whether they're boy or girl, what size shoe that they are. And that way, when everybody shows up the next week, they will have shoes prepared for them. What happened last year was that we had one person that didn't show up. And so when that was taking place, I happened to look out the window, and there was a mom and a daughter that were walking down the street. And I said to, I actually left the meeting, went out and said, would, you know, she like a free pair of shoes? Well, the mom originally told me no and continued on her way. And then a little while later, they showed back up in the church, and the daughter came in and had a great time and everything. But when it came time for us to give the shoes away, her shoe was not the right size. And she was heartbroken. Said, no, we're, you know, here's where the shoes came from. You can take them and you can get your pair of shoes. But we just try and minimize the confusion. And, you know, when I was going to school, one of the favorite parts was to go out. You got a new outfit and a new pair of shoes to go to school. And one of the things I realized when I became an adult and I had children going to school is that also was a very expensive time of the year. And so we do this ministry to try and help offset some of the costs that parents might have. It's especially helpful if you are a single mom or are very challenged financially right now. So a lot of churches give away backpacks and school supplies and things like that. And so we thought that this would be a way that we could help fill this void and be a blessing to families. So that is coming up, but it does require the kids to attend on July the 26th and August the 2nd. So that's where that is. So let's get to the Word of God today. We're going to be in Genesis, the 39th chapter. That's where we're going to be returning. And I also want to make mention, normally we have four businesses that are represented in our congregation, and so we kind of help support them. Well, it's actually three businesses, and then there's a video Bible school that meets on our campus on Tuesday nights. And so we try and help them out with a little bit of a promo once a week, because I think that Christians should do business with excellence, and I like to do business with Christians wherever I can. So, but on Fridays, we don't have a business that we represent. And so let me just share with you something, and that is this. If you are blessed by the Refresh Radio broadcast and would like to help fund this to continue it on the air, one of the things that we are challenging our congregation to do is to be able to give maybe, say, $1 a broadcast, and over the course of a month, if we had a number of people that were able to do that, it comes out to somewhere between $22 and $25 a month if you did it per broadcast. And if that's something that you would like to participate in, you can send those donations to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Just mark Refresh on the bottom of it. I guarantee you it's not going to me. It just comes in to help pay for the airtime. And so if you would like to help out with that, we would be greatly appreciative of that. This last Sunday, we had a BGMC fundraiser. We're sending a number of our kids to camp this summer, largest number we've ever sent. And so we originally planned 3 fundraisers for the kids to be able to, come together and help pay for their expenses to camp. Managed to pay all those expenses in 2 fundraisers, for which we were very thankful. And so this last one, we decided to use it to bless our Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge, which is fundraising for missionaries, emergency funds that go all around the globe. So we had an auction of our favorite potluck dishes, and we raised right at $600. I believe it was $599 for missions, just by auctioning off some really, really good food. So we were very excited about that. Genesis chapter 39. I went a little long there on that. So let's begin reading verse number 1. It said, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance." And so we talked about on previous broadcasts how that the Lord was with Joseph even when he was enslaved and sold into Egypt. He was a successful man, and so everything that Joseph was doing, the Lord was with him, and God made it to prosper. And so I want to encourage you that you begin, if that is not your testimony, to pray that type of prayer. God, what you did for Joseph, would you do that for me? That what I put my hand to would be successful and prosper. That in my marriage, that my marriage would be successful. That in raising my children, that I would be successful. God, make me a successful servant at my church. Lord, make me successful at whatever task or assignment they give me at work. I pray, God, that I would have a testimony that you are with me and that you are helping me. I was at a conference last week, and it was a conference about pastors. It wasn't just an Assemblies of God pastors conference. Primarily, they were pastors from Florida, but there were pastors from all sorts of different denominations and everything. And we were coming to get some information on this, on the new legal realities that we face as church. And in the midst of that conference, there was a person who is actually running for president of the United States. And he got up and he addressed that. He said, look, this isn't a political time for me. This is something that I want to come and share with you what are some of the religious realities, what are the cultural Christian realities that we face. And he said, now I want you to know that on Sundays I try and be in my church. Not just a church, but in my church. And I have a ministry at my church. And my church, or my ministry at my church, is very simply this, that I am in the golf cart and I meet people where they park and I shuttle them to the door. Now, he didn't tell us what the name of the church was or where it was or any of that sort of stuff. But I got so excited that there are people who understand that to be great in the kingdom of God, you have to have the heart of a servant. And this person does things with excellence. I had heard a similar story about a neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon. This probably is a testimony that goes back 20 years. But the church had a guest speaker one day, and they when they got to the door, they said, you know, I just want to commend you. They said that that person that was on parking lot detail, they were just absolutely superb at what they do. It was raining. He had an umbrella. He talked with me. He just made sure that everything went perfectly from the car to the door. And the pastor said, yeah, that is one of the leading neurosurgeons in the country. But yet on Sunday, he was there to serve the body of Christ. You see, it's not about titles. Actually, John Maxwell says positional leadership is the lowest level of leadership. If people will only follow you because of the position and title that you have, that is the lowest level of influence that you could have on them. And so what I'm trying to share in this story about Joseph here is that Joseph was going to be successful in his father's house. He was going to be successful when he was sold into Egypt. He was going to be successful when he was in Potiphar's house. He would be successful in the prison. He would be successful when he served Pharaoh later on. If God is with us and he has promised that he will make whatever we put our hands to do to prosper, then we are going to be successful. It doesn't matter if you're washing cars, mowing lawns, shining shoes, throwing newspapers. It's very much irrelevant what the job that you have. But if God is with you, even in politics, we see it with Daniel, that if God is with you, he wants to make you successful at that level. There is a thing that is known in society that people get promoted to the level of their incompetence. That people get promoted to the level of their incompetence. If they do something well at one level, that people will try and promote them to another level, and they will keep promoting them until they get to a point where they are no longer successful at that level. Well, I want you to know that your cap, your ceiling, should be very, very high if God is with you. Another John Maxwell principle, he talks about the law of the lid, that if you have a lid on your capacity, if you are not being successful, if you are not growing, then everybody under you is going to be suppressed and remain underneath that level. I want you to know that God is with you, and he wants to make you successful. See, I when I came to Merit Assembly of God, I refused to believe that the limitations of the past would had to dictate the success that we would have in the future. And so we are very, very excited about what God has done. But we are We do. We celebrate the victories of the past, but my mindset is not to be imprisoned by past victories. Okay, I want to celebrate them. I want to thank God for them. I don't fail to appreciate them, but I also realize this. That was yesterday, and today we've got a new challenge. Here in America, we face a new reality, and so I need to be growing. I need the presence of God in my life more than I've ever needed it before. You need the presence of God in your life more than you've ever needed it before. You need to be successful as an individual wherever you go, because that is a testimony to the glory of God. I want to show you what in verse number 4, what it says. Let me read verse 3, and then I'll transition to verse 4. And his master, that would be Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his, Potiphar's, sight and served him, which is Potiphar. Then he, Potiphar, made him overseer over his, that's Potiphar's, house, and all that Potiphar had he put under Joseph's authority. So let me just show you that it says that the source of Joseph's success was not Joseph, but it was acknowledged by Potiphar that it was because of the presence of the Lord and the favor that God had, and that Potiphar recognized that it was God making Joseph successful. And he made a very wise choice. It says, when Joseph found favor in his sight and was serving Potiphar, I guarantee you the first day that Joseph walked in as a slave, he was not Potiphar's personal servant. He started at a lower level someplace and began to show skill and the presence of God and the favor of the Lord. And so as he began to work his way up, because as you read this story, you will find that there were a multitude of servants that were present in Potiphar's world. When Joseph goes into the house a little bit later in chapter 39, it says that the reason that he was left in that precarious situation is because none of the men of the house were inside. None of the other servants were there. And so that left him in a precarious situation. So Joseph had worked his way up, and Potiphar began to recognize something in Joseph that he didn't see in the rest of his servants, and he found favor in his sight. When was the last time you prayed for favor? When you prayed for favor, I encourage people that if they are going in, if they have a legal situation that they're dealing with, pray for favor. Pray for favor with the judge. Pray that the judge has a good night's sleep. Pray that the judge is a man of justice or a woman of justice, that they're not involved in a argument with their spouse that morning. Pray that they are feeling good in their body. I pray for favor when I go with medical personnel. You need to be praying for favor. You need to be praying for favor at your job. Pray for favor. It said about several people in the scripture that they grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You know, that's primarily about Jesus, but John the Baptist also did that. Samuel also did that. And so we need to be recognizing that we are growing in favor, growing in favor. And that is not just inside the body of Christ. There is no indication here whatsoever that Potiphar was a believer in Jehovah God. There's no indication of that at all. See, the world just sees success. The world says, if you are successful and you can make me more successful, then I want you on my team. It's a very simple principle. That's the principle of business. Somebody said one time, you know, what is the business of General Motors? And you know, the traditional answer is they are there to make automobiles. And the person said, no, that's not the purpose of General Motors. Another person asked a drill bit manufacturer, what is the purpose of this business? And they said, the purpose of the business is to make drill bits. And he said, no, that's not it. You see, those businesses are in business to make money. The way that they achieve that is by fulfilling a need that exists in society. There is a need for automobiles, so General Motors makes automobiles so that it meets that need, but in the process, it helps them to make money. Now, the difference in the kingdom of God is for us, money is not the goal. Money is the tool that helps us accomplish our goal. Our goal at Merit Assembly of God is not to amass huge amounts of wealth. Our goal is to build the kingdom of God and restore value spiritually and relationally to individuals. That's what our goal is. If I can restore your value as a person, as a child of God, then you find your place in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is going to grow because of that. So that is what we are there for. Our purpose or our mission is to restore value. Our vision is that we love people, that we serve God and serve our community, and that we grow. And GROW for us is an acronym. Here in August, we will resume our GROW groups is what we call them. Some people call them life groups. Some people call them cell groups, small groups. We call them GROW groups. That was an acronym that God gave me in prayer several years ago. It stands for this: God, relationship building, overcoming problems, and worship. Those are the four areas that we try and focus on. And so with our next semester of GROW groups that are coming up, we are going to be focusing on getting out of any pit or any rut that God has placed us in, let me rephrase that. God hasn't placed us in there. Any pit that we may find ourselves in. That's forgive my verbal blunder there. It's my first day with my new mouth. So, that's just a joke. But we want people out of the pits that they have. And so Joseph here is growing in favor, and next thing you know, he is serving Potiphar. Okay. On Sunday, I was preaching about all of the great miracles that God had done in the city of Capernaum. And he comes out of the wilderness. He goes. The disciples are attracted to him: James, John, Peter, Andrew. And then they go to church. Jesus goes there to worship. He ends up teaching. And while he's there, there's a demon-possessed man, and he casts the demon out of the person. Immediately after meeting in the synagogue, he goes home to Peter's house. And when he gets there, Simon Peter's mother-in-law is incapacitated with a fever. She's ill. She's sick. She's not able to do the things that a hostess would normally do. And so Jesus walks over and he heals her of the fever that is affecting her body in a negative manner. He heals her, and then the scripture says this: and she arose and served him. She arose and served him. And so as I was, by the way, I will tell you this, as soon as that took place, they go to the door and there is a citywide healing crusade that is going to take place right outside Simon Peter's mother-in-law's door. And he healed them, cast devils out. It was a tremendous move of God in the city. As I was talking about this, I asked our congregation, I said, how many of you have ever been healed by God? And most of the time I get about 50% participation whenever I ask a question. But on this occasion, I got near unanimous 100% support. You know, people were raising their hands, said, oh yeah, God's touched me. God has healed me. And it was like, praise God, what a glorious testimony. And I will tell you this, there have been ministers that have come through and they have said, Pastor, we have never seen a church that God has answered so many prayers as we have at Merit Assembly of God. And that, you know, that would be one thing, that would mean one thing if they were coming from a church that, you know, ran five people. But instead, they had been part of a church that ran 20,000 people. And they said, we loved our church, but we've never seen so many answers to prayer. And in that church, over a while, I'm not saying that to compare us with them or anybody else. I'm just saying God answers prayers, and we are very thankful for that. And so when people raise their hands, we celebrate the victory. And I said, well, let me ask you a question then. If Jesus has healed you, where are you serving the way that Simon Peter's mother-in-law rose up to serve Jesus? Men, the church needs you. The church needs you to have the presence of God in your life. The church needs you to have favor. The church needs you to rise up and serve the King of Glory. Ladies, the church needs you to be healed. The church needs you to serve. The church needs you to have the presence of God in your life and to be increasing in favor. I guarantee you, whatever church you attend, there are ministry opportunities that are waiting there for you. We have a need at our congregation. In our congregation, we have a need for godly men to come and help us to grow boys into men of God. That's what we're praying for. And so we are praying for favor. We're praying for wisdom. We're praying for the right person to come along that will be able to help us to equip these young men to be Josephs in their day and time. So I want to challenge you today. Do not believe the devil's lie as you prepare to enter in this weekend that you are insignificant and that you will never amount to anything. I declare that you are not worthless. You are priceless. You are valuable to God. And if you will seek his face, you will find him. And with the presence of God in your life, you will grow in favor wherever you are at, no matter what the circumstances you are going through. And as you do, your level of service will begin to increase, and people will begin to recognize a distinction in the way that the people of God operate and function in the level of blessing. On Sunday, the person receiving the offering said, God daily loads us with benefits. Daily loads us with benefits. Let's close out today with prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this weekend you've set before us. God, I pray that there would be a transforming and a renewing of our mind this week, God, that we would value the presence of God and we would grow in favor, that we would become known as people who are successful at every turn. God bless you. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing.